News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The Minister of State with Responsibility for the Circular Economy, which is quite the title, Alan Dillon, has said he's increasing litter fines from the 1st of September. The fixed payment on the spot fine for littering goes from €150 to €250. And if that wasn't dazzling enough, it comes alongside a new fund for local authorities to buy dog waste bins, bag dispensers and other infrastructure in parks, beaches, greenways. Do you know how much money they're putting into that? €250,000, which is less than the amount of money we're giving away in the cash machine next week. I can't imagine that's going to buy a lot of doggy poo bags, but Conor Horgan, spokesperson for Irish Business Against Litter, you must welcome the idea, at least that the government is trying to do something about this.
Yes, indeed, Jonathan. I mean, any measure that helps clean up our country is welcome. As you say, 250,000 spread across over 30 local authorities works out at about 8,000 per local authority. It's unlikely to be transformative. But if it targets parks and beaches and so forth, it's welcome. And I think it's needed, Jonathan. I mean, first of all, you know, members of the public are quite exercised about dog fouling. It's not only unsightly, it's unhygienic and is a health hazard, actually, particularly when it comes to young people.
No, it's appalling. And as a dog owner, you have to pick it up. It's as simple as that. It's disgusting, but you do it. But those doggy bins have to be constantly kept. You have to replace the doggy bags. And I'm saying 250 grand. I mean, that's you could make a couple of trips to Maxi Zoo and that the councils will burn through that money.
No, absolutely. And I mean, you're right. You do need infrastructure. If you take the mantra of the department, it's bin it or bring it home. That doesn't apply readily to dog poo. I mean, people will not be happy carrying around their dog bags for the entirety of their journey. They'll expect to come across a bin where they can deposit it. So the need for more bins here is clear. In fact, it's quite common, Jonathan, to find that people go to the trouble of putting the dog waste in a bag, but then they litter with that bag, presumably because they haven't encountered a bin within a specific time. And while that's not excusable, of course, it does highlight the need, I think, for a certain amount of infrastructure to counter dog fouling.
€150 to €250 fine on its own, that makes an incredible amount of sense. But we know from the statistics, and you have done analysis on this, Conor, with IBAL, you can increase the fine to €1 million, but it doesn't matter if no one's enforcing the law.
No, I mean, the deterrent lies in the likelihood of being apprehended, not in the level of the fine. If people thought that in dropping that cigarette butt or that sweet wrapper, they were going to have to fork out 150, that would be deterrent enough. I'm sure about that. Increasing it to 250 would have little impact. But, you know, I don't think individual enforcement really exists in the litter space. When we talk about enforcement, we're really talking about enforcing the Litter Act on businesses and property owners who are required to keep the public, the visible areas of their properties free of litter. It doesn't really mean trying to catch offenders at street corners.
Yes. All right. Conor Horgan, a spokesperson for Irish Business Against Litter. Thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.